This is Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole, with your host Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions and Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Sue and Cole provide their clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here with the financial information you need are Sue and Cole.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Financially Speaking. My name is Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management, and joining me today is my mom, Sue Bushka, from Bushka Retirement Solutions. Now, listeners, if at any point during the show today you want to get some more information about what we're talking about, feel free to give us a call at 715-355-4445 or visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. Of course, while you're at the website, don't forget to check out the radio and TV show pages. You can check out some of our past shows, and you can subscribe to the program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. Now, in baseball, a magic number is the combination of wins by your favorite team and losses by other teams in the division that your team needs to win the division and secure a playoff berth. Now, for baseball fans, it doesn't get much more fun than watching your team's magic number shrink down to zero. But don't forget that there's also a magic number when it comes to your retirement. And that magic number is the amount of money that you need to have saved to comfortably retire. So take a moment to consider your magic number. Is it $500,000, $1 million? During today's show, we're going to discuss retirement magic numbers and what you can do to turn yours into a reality. But before we get into that conversation, let's make sure to say hello to everyone here with us this morning, Sue and Tony. Tony, how are we doing today?
Oh, I am so good. It hurts. I'm doing great. Great to be here with you both. And we've got the band back together, Cole
we
and
do.
Sue.
Yeah.
We do. We are here great, today.
Great yep. to be here with you. But you know what? Logan has done a great job stepping up.
Yeah, absolutely.
When you two are too busy to do the show, Logan steps in. He's done a great job. But Cole and Sue, great to be here. I really appreciate you having me on the show. I have a blast doing this show. But, like at the ballpark, it would be great if during the show somebody came up selling hot dogs and peanuts.
What about beer?
Pizza.
What about beer? Come on.
Oh, and yes, beer.
Yeah, right?
Beer. As far as a magic number for retirement, I'm glad we're talking about this because you see the articles that say specific numbers, like a blanket number is going to work for everybody. Like you need right. $1 million to retire or you need $2 million to retire. I always laugh because I know that everybody's number is different, but we all want to know what our personal magic number is. So I think our listeners will find this one interesting. But first, Sue, how are you doing?
I am doing great, Tony. I tell you, I was just talking about how fast summer's going and just crazy. I don't know yeah. where all the time went. I've been so busy with, just doing things and enjoying summer, camping, having lots of fun, and pretty soon it's going to be cold.
Yeah.
It's quickly coming to an end here.
Yeah, don't jinx it. Don't
I
jinx
know.
It. Hopefully
exactly.
we'll have a nice, long, cool fall, not cold.
Right.
I do love the fall, so that's something to look forward to. How about you, Cole? I know you've been busy too, haven't you?
Absolutely, Tony. Obviously we've been very busy helping clients here at the office. All of our advisors have been very busy with all of the people that are getting ready for retirement and putting together plans and all of those types of things. But also, like my mom said, trying to get out as much as possible and enjoy summer while it lasts here. So, of course, we're slowly coming into the end here, but nonetheless, still some enjoyable weeks ahead. So definitely looking forward to, like you said, hopefully a nice long and warm fall.
Exactly. So, Sue, why don't you start us off on this topic today about the magic number you need to retire?
Absolutely. Well, there was a Kiplinger article entitled "The Magic Number Needed to Retire Comfortably is More Than You Think" confirms your suspicion, Tony. The article references Northwestern Mutual's 2024 Planning and Progress Study that found most respondents believe they need nearly $1.5 million in the bank to comfortably retire. Now, that's a 15% increase from last year's study and a whopping 53% jump from 2020's survey. Now, it's all the more eye-raising when you consider the current inflation rate is 3 to 5%.
Yeah. Yeah, that's tough. And people think they need $1.5 million. And am I correct, Cole, in assuming that most people don't have $1.5 million saved for retirement?
Well, Tony, you couldn't be more right there. The study found that the average amount U.S. adults have saved for retirement is a mere $88,400, which is actually less than 2023's $89,300. It seems for some Americans, saving for retirement is getting harder, not easier. Now, consider that about 11,000 Americans will turn 65 every day through 2027. Only half of baby boomers and members of Generation X think they'll be financially prepared when they reach their preferred retirement age.
Wow. Okay. The article, that's huge. It sounds like baby boomers and members of Gen X better get to work with a financial services professional like yourselves. I mean, no matter how pessimistic they are, a financial services professional will likely be able to provide some options to relieve some of that anxiety. And I know that's what you help your clients do. But time is of the essence here, isn't it, Sue?
Oh, absolutely. And the article provides more eye-opening data about how both baby boomers and Gen Xers are faring in terms of preparing for retirement. Now, presently, just less than half of both boomers and Gen Xers think they'll be fully financially prepared for retirement. While anxiety about whether you'll be ready for retirement is normal, the fact is that nearly half the members of both those generations think that they're currently underprepared is alarming to me. And that data also reveals that 42% of Gen Xers and 37% of boomers think as currently situated, they'll likely outlive their money during retirement. And Gen Xers, as well as millennials, report they expect to need about $1.6 million in the bank to comfortably retire. And high net worth people, who are those with more than $1 million in investable assets, think they'll need almost $4 million saved to secure their ideal retirement.
Yeah, I'm seeing a trend there, Sue. That's an interesting stat. Those are interesting statistics because I see a trend. The people who, no matter how much money you have, everyone thinks they'll need more. So that's interesting to me. And you guys have talked about this on previous shows, that the ideal amount of money saved for retirement is different from person to person. So again, working with a financial professional, you could look at your savings, your allocations, your retirement goals, and then you help people determine a level of savings that's going to work uniquely for them.
Absolutely, Tony. And here's where the data gets really interesting. On average, American adults say that they began saving for retirement around age 31. But those in Generation Z typically began saving for retirement at about age 22, or a full decade earlier than previous generations. They report they began earlier to make securing their own ideal retirement more likely. Interestingly, age 22 is 15 years earlier than the average baby boomer began saving for retirement. The article quotes a financial expert from Northwestern Mutual who notes that recent bouts of inflation push people to focus more on their nest eggs. Because of inflation, many people saw their financial magic number go up.
Yeah. And, you know, that's a great point. My daughter, who's only 21, already is putting money into an IRA, Roth.
That's
a Roth
great.
IRA.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, it is great. And I'm happy for her. But at the same time, it makes me upset with myself and sad because I'm like, oh, my goodness, if I had started putting money away when I was 21 into a Roth, I'd be sitting pretty right now. I mean, you know, it's always hindsight is 20/20. But I'm so glad my kids are already starting to save for retirement, and they're all in their 20s. So that's a great point. And this is some good information. Some good concrete data is a good thing. But what are some solutions for our listeners out there, Sue, who are concerned that they either don't know their own retirement magic number, or if they know, they won't be able to reach it?
Well, step one is to sit down with your financial services professional. As you alluded to a few moments ago, there's no universal magic retirement number. Now, perhaps during your meeting with your financial services professional, your magic number will be much lower than you expect because your home is paid off and your goals for retirement are modest. But if your meetings reveal that your magic number is higher than you expected, or if you knew that your number, or, excuse me, but if your meetings reveal that your magic number is higher than you expected, or if you knew your number but are running behind on reaching it, there are some options. Maybe you aren't fully maxing out your 401k or an IRA. Perhaps a conversation about an annuity is warranted. Though those aren't a good fit for everyone, it's also possible that a more aggressive asset allocation could help you energize your savings a bit. Now, long story short, you have options. Don't panic. Adjust your strategy with the help of your financial services professional, and then maintain the discipline to stick to that strategy.
Yeah, good advice right there, Sue. And I know this is something that you and Cole have been doing for a long, long time. Now, Cole, before we move on, let our listeners out there know how they can get a hold of you and set up that no charge, no obligation consultation with you and your team.
Yeah, absolutely, Tony. Listeners can visit our website, retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. Or they can call our office right now at 715-355-4445 to discuss how we can answer your questions and address your concerns about finding your magic retirement number and your overall retirement plan or any other parts of your financial strategy. Of course, it's the goal of all of our advisors to help our clients prepare for the retirement that they've worked so hard for.
And so far, you've discussed retirement magic numbers, how they're unique to each retiree, each individual. And you also shared a lot of eye-opening data about attitudes Americans currently have about retirement. So what's next, Sue?
Well, I thought it would be interesting to walk through what two different amounts of savings mean for your retirement. Now, in this segment, we'll look at $2 million, and in our final segment, we'll consider $500,000. Now, the U.S. News and World Report article entitled, Can I Retire at 50 with $2 million? It nicely tells the story of what this amount of money really means. And for the record, the article has a lot of excellent information, even if you aren't planning to retire at 50. Now, if you do want to retire at 50, which is certainly on the younger side of the scale, the article suggests that your first step should be to calculate your estimated known expenses. Now, you should draft a thorough list of your annual expenses and then subtract your established sources of retirement income. Now, this would be things like retirement accounts and pensions. Now, after you've tallied your expenses, you'll typically multiply that number by 25 to get an even better sense of how much money you may want to have saved before retirement. But if you're planning to retire at about 50, the number that you'll need to multiply your expenses by is at least 30, according to the article.
Okay. That's a lot of numbers. I was told there would be no math.
Yeah, right.
So there's always math.
There's always math, yeah.
So, Cole, you got to help me here. If you're going to need at least 30 years of savings then to retire at 50, what does that mean in terms of numbers?
Well, Tony, if your annual expenses run $50,000 and you're eager to wrap up your career when you're 50, you're going to need in the ballpark of $1.5 million in savings and investments. But again, this is just a jumping off point, and you'll need to consider other factors like income sources from pensions and Social Security. Another important consideration is whether you have a spouse, and if you do, whether your spouse prefers to work for several years after you retire. Now, as we've noted in previous shows, for many Americans, retirement is lasting longer than it did for previous generations. Accordingly, you should run multiple sets of numbers because it's entirely possible that your retirement won't just last 30 years, but could last 40 or more years.
Right. That's good. Thanks for explaining that. That's really good. And speaking for myself, the details that you've already highlighted so far today just reinforces the importance of working with a financial services professional, right, Sue?
That's right. And next, the article suggests using the 4% as a potential guide to address your living expenses in a way that seeks to help you avoid outliving your money. Now, sticking with today's theme, if you had $2 million saved and withdrew 4% each year, you'll have $80,000 annually to maintain your pre-retirement lifestyle. Now, let me caution, though, that the 4% rule isn't something that will work for everyone. So when it comes to determining how much you can prudently withdraw during retirement each year, I'd recommend working with a financial services professional. Now, it's also important to factor inflation into your strategy. The fact that inflation has really gone down a bit rather slowly from the 9.1% peak we saw in June of 2022 is a good reminder that future inflation rates are difficult to predict. Therefore, your strategy should have the flexibility to allow you to adjust to inflation as needed.
Right. And inflation is happening, and you do have to make those adjustments. And I know that you calculate those into your plans for your clients. How might retiring early at 50 impact somebody's Social Security benefits? I would assume that's going to have a huge impact on your Social Security.
Well, Tony, if you've tallied enough work credits and paid taxes, you can file for Social Security as soon as you turn 62. However, if you wait until your full retirement age, your monthly payment will be bigger. And if you work until you're 70, it'll be even larger. Retiring when you're 50 means you'll have to have enough income to fill the 10 plus year wait that you'll have before you can file for Social Security. It's also important to make sure that you've earned enough work credits to fully benefit from the Social Security Administration's standard practice of using your 35 largest income years to determine the size of your monthly benefit.
Right. And so, okay, that makes sense. I really appreciate you explaining that. That long wait before Social Security begins, that could be enough to end the idea of retiring at 50 for a lot of people, I guess. Right, Sue?
That's right, Tony. And I think that's a good point. Early withdrawal penalties for 401ks and IRAs are another thing that may make some people reconsider retiring at age 50. Now, typically, the money in these types of accounts isn't readily available to you until you've reached age 59 and a half. And withdrawing money before you reach that age often comes with a 10% penalty on top of the taxes that you'll owe on the withdrawal. Now, if you want to retire at 50, I'd urge you to meet with your financial services professional to build income sources that will position you to leave your IRA and 401k money untouched until you reach 59 and a half, outside of an emergency, of course. Now, finally, the article adds that it's also critical to include healthcare coverage in your early retirement strategy. If you retire at 50, you could be waiting for as long as 15 years until you become Medicare eligible. And if you have a spouse who's still working and their company offers a family health care plan, that may be all you need. But if you don't have that option, you'll have to find adequate health care coverage and pay for it out of your own pocket. Now, whether what you've heard so far today has you feeling more optimistic or pessimistic about early retirement, you should sit down with your financial services professional before you make any final decisions.
Yeah, well, definitely. Again, and we keep coming back to that, but you have to work with a financial services professional to get a solid plan in place and figure out what that magic number is. And we should probably take another break here, Cole, to let our listeners know how they can do that, get a hold of you, get a plan and figure out what that number is.
Absolutely, Tony. They can give us a call right now at 715-355-4445, or they can visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more of Financially Speaking with our hosts, Sue and Cole.
Do you feel prepared for retirement? Cole Bruner and Sue Bushka work to help people navigate the uncertainties of retirement strategies. If you would like help understanding complex topics like Social Security, tax deferral, or growing your nest egg, visit their website at retirewithbushka.com or give their office a call at 715-355-4445.
Welcome back to Financially Speaking. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. And I'm here with our hosts, Sue Bushka and Cole Bruner. And during our show today, Sue and Cole, you've been talking about this retirement magic number, what that is for individuals out there. And then you also talked about how we might be able to retire if you've had $2 million saved, but there's no magic number that works for everybody. It depends on when you want to retire. We talked a little bit about retiring early. So, Sue, where do you want to head next with this conversation?
Well, Tony, let's press forward with today's theme about how much you may need to save up for retirement next, considering retirement with $500,000 saved. Now, a second U.S. News and World Report article entitled How to Retire on $500,000 offers up some excellent details. Now, the article begins by making the critical point that you should have a thorough understanding of typical savings amounts. So, for example, the article notes that according to the Federal Reserve, the typical American between age 55 and 64 currently has a little more than $400,000 saved up for retirement. Now, as you'd expect, younger workers need to have smaller balances, and older workers generally have a little bit more than that amount. Well, that means if you have $500,000 put away, and you're in that age 55 to 65 category, you're doing better than the average American. But be sure to discuss recent market trends with your financial services professional before you get too confident about how much you've saved. And as we explained earlier in the show, inflation reached a 40-year high in 2022, and while it's important to prepare as much as you can, it's necessary to also build a financial strategy that can pivot as needed when the unexpected happens.
Yeah, and as you've reminded us before, the amount of money you need saved to enjoy that ideal retirement is going to come down to personal circumstances and goals, again, which you can help people out with.
Absolutely. And you should also get an accurate picture of your eventual Social Security income. If you haven't already done so, you can work with a financial services professional to create an account on the Social Security Administration's website. By establishing an account, you'll be able to see how much, give or take, you'll receive every month during retirement. The age when you decide to file for Social Security can affect how much you'll receive each month. If you begin receiving Social Security prior to reaching full retirement age, your payment will be smaller. Conversely, if you work beyond your full retirement age up to age 70, your monthly payment will be bigger.
Obviously. And
God bless Social Security.
God bless Social Security, right?
Of course.
It's one of the most essential elements of retirement for so many people out there. It's important to get that timing right.
You should next build a detailed retirement budget. You should jot down all your monthly expenses and compare that amount to your established sources of retirement income. Now, do the numbers line up? And if they don't, you'll need to adjust some things. Now, those adjustments may include downsizing your home, which may also have benefits in addition to your finances. Downsizing may also include cutting down your bucket list to only things that are most important to you.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. And after you've completed that budget, I know people don't like the B word budget, but going over it with a financial professional is going to present some financial options you probably didn't even know you had.
That's exactly right, Tony. And if it turns out that Social Security and your retirement savings won't be enough to supply you with the type of retirement lifestyle you want, you may have other options. You could take a part-time job doing something fun, and that will help not only earn money, but also get you out of the house regularly for some mental and physical activity. It's important that a part-time job during retirement doesn't have to mean doing something that we feel like a slog. The income that you earn from working just a couple of days a week on your schedule could be a solid addition to the budget. If you make $8,000 outside of your retirement savings, that approximates making an annual 4% withdrawal on $200,000.
Wow, okay. That makes sense. And even once you're retired, and even if you are working with a financial professional, keeping yourself flexible and adaptable is important.
As we chatted about earlier, we can't be certain about how inflation will look years into the future. Also, the market can fluctuate in major ways that cause significant upheaval, or in smaller ways that can often be easily overlooked. But you need to keep an eye on market developments and meet regularly with your financial services professional to adjust your strategy if needed. And when it comes to remaining flexible and adjusting as needed, I have a tool called Rainy Day Protection, which you can think of as an umbrella that works to protect your assets as much as possible whenever rain falls. Whether it's taking cash out of a life insurance policy, getting ready for potentially needed costly long-term care services, or leaving a full death benefit for those you leave behind, Rainy Day Protection can keep you and your assets dry. Now, Rainy Day Protection offers the benefits of life insurance along with some long-term care coverage. Now, bear in mind, however, that life insurance generally requires health underwriting and, in many instances, financial underwriting. So benefits may vary between products and carriers.
Sure. But it is good to be protected and to protect your retirement income, your assets, your health. It is so important and such a big part, I should say, of the overall retirement planning process. And you need to account for these things in your retirement budget. And that goes into figuring out what your individual magic number is. Now, if our listeners out there want to know what their magic number is based on where they're at, how can they set up that no charge, no obligation consultation with you and your team, Paul?
Well, Tony, they can give us a call right now at 715-355-4445, or they can visit retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com.
All right. Thank you, Sue and Cole. We're out of time for today's show. Listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Financially Speaking with our hosts, Sue and Cole.
Thank you for listening to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Sue and Cole at Bushka Retirement Solutions and Bushka Wealth Management. Call 715-355-4445 or visit them online at retirewithbushka.com. Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Wisconsin. Insurance products and services are offered through Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, and Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or enforced by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.